Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, hey, it looks like the USDA is allocating some $300 million to 66 organizations under the new Regional Agricultural Promotion Program. And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the funds will be used to build demand for U.S. food and farm exports in high-potential markets around the world.
We've long been a global leader in food and agricultural exports, but nearly 60% of our exports go to just four markets: China, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union. And as we've seen in recent history, there are devastating consequences if we rely on just a few large markets. We remain committed to our established customer base around the world, but we're also setting our sights on new growth opportunities in places like Africa, Latin America, and Southeast Asia, where opportunities are significant and where U.S. exporters may not have yet established a firm foothold. These are part of the world where the GDP is rising, middle classes are expanding, urban populations are growing, and retail food systems are becoming more modern. All of this, we believe, creates a demand for greater variety of high-quality food and farm product, which the U.S. can produce.
Now, the USDA launched the Regional Agricultural Promotion Program in October of last year, authorizing $1.2 billion in Commodity Credit Corporation funding. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.